Hi, I'm Jacob. Come along down Gilead Lane.
Is Miss Kopak trying to hurt Grace?
That will do.
I don't think she'd do anything to Grace.
You're dismissed.
She's just trying to sabotage her character.
Are you done here?
That sounds like it would hurt.
Okay, guys, what do we got? Brooke, any ideas?
The answer's gotta be here. We just have to put the pieces together.
I still say that everything we talked about last time is enough to show that Kopak's out to get Grace, Justin.
Yeah, I'm with Mikey. Me too. She's not nice.
Guys, we gotta be more precise. I don't even remember everything we said last time.
How about we make a chart listing everything we know?
Good idea, Brooke. Mikey, grab that old chalkboard over there, would you?
Okay.
Thanks.
So, what now?
Come on, Mikey. Think like when we play Clue.
Exactly. What do we know so far?
We know that, one, Ms. Kopak doesn't want Grace to be in public.
Yeah. That's for sure.
How do we know that?
Yeah, how do we know that?
Come on. Don't you guys remember when Becca and Luke were helping me at work the other day? And said that Grace was the speaker and Kopak got all weird and answered with something like...
Grace? As in Grace Andrews?
Yeah.
She's going to be in public? At this event?
Yeah, she writes a kids' book series and she's reading her new one that night.
Are you sure Grace is okay with all those kids?
Oh, Ms. Kopak, those are only rumors. Grace is wonderful. She's a really good friend of our families.
Yes, I know. But you're not the only people who know her. And you certainly haven't known her that long.
That's right. I forgot about that.
And you bring up another good point, Brooke. Kopak's known Grace for a long time. Point two. Kopak has a history with Grace.
Yeah, we knew that one because Grace said so, too.
Right.
Guys?
Yeah,
Mikey?
Well, so what does all this have to do with that? I mean, so Kopak thinks Grace is crazy. So did the rest of the town. But what does that have to do with the trial?
What does the trial have to do with anything?
No, Michael's got a good point. The trial has everything to do with this. We got the first threat call about that doctor who was here to testify about head trauma. And we know that Kopak moved here right around then.
Shouldn't you write that down, Justin?
Yeah, thanks, Timmy.
And whoever it was that made the call was still here when the trial was over.
How do we know that?
Think. Remember before Mom and Dad actually went to meet Grace? They were afraid she might be crazy, too. And it was right before that big storm, and Dad seemed really scared and told us that...
It's just that... Well, right, we got another call last night.
No way, another one?
Yeah.
Man, tell me this is gonna stop soon.
But the news said the case was over. Why would they call again?
Yeah, I thought the doctor left town.
Well, this call wasn't about the doctor. It was about Grace Andrews.
The caller told us to keep our kids away from her.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I forgot about that.
I'm so glad Mom and Dad came around. Me too.
Focus, you two. Listen, we need to figure out why Kopak would be connected to the court case head trauma doctor thing. We just need to think hard about...
I've got it! I can't believe I forgot to tell you guys this. I mean, it's the connection.
What? What connection?
Remember how I told you last time I was at work? Kopak said she had to take care of Grace's finances when Grace was little.
Mm-hmm. That's in point one, I think.
Oh, and then even when she was on the phone, I got to work and she was talking to someone else and she actually said insanity charges. She had to be talking about Grace.
Yeah, and charges is a word they use in court, so she must have connections...
To a courtroom!
But wait, guys, there's more. When she explained why she believes Grace is crazy... She said that it was because
the mentally unstable are often frivolous with money. After she suffered that head trauma, she was never the same. You see those kinds of effects all the time when a victim has suffered head trauma, especially when a child is blinded like she was.
Oh,
it's all
coming
together.
See? Head trauma.
Exactly what the doctor was testifying about.
So there is a connection between the doctor and Grace.
And Ms. Kopak. Is Miss Kopeck trying to hurt Grace?
I don't think she'd do anything to Grace, Timmy.
She's just trying to sabotage her character.
That sounds like it would hurt.
It just means she wants to make her look bad.
Yeah, she doesn't even want her to know anyone.
And I think you were right last time, Justin. Maybe it's that if she can get everyone to really think that Grace is crazy, she can get control of Grace's money again.
Wrap it up, you guys. You've got school tomorrow.
Okay.
God, it's Friday because I couldn't think about anything else, and I really want to get to the bottom of this, don't you, Mikey?
Well, I...
Do you think Brooke will find out anything else at work today?
I
just hope she's careful. Kopeck could be dangerous.
Haley, at least talk quiet. Grace might hear you, and then she won't say anything.
Do you think Grace will tell us anything new?
Not if you don't take time to breathe. It's just me and Haley, Grace.
Very funny.
Well, hi, guys. What brings you down Gilead Lane?
We just wanted to say hi.
Yeah, just wanted to say hi. That's all. It's the only reason we came, actually.
Haley.
Just being neighborly, saying hello.
Hello, then.
Don't mind her, Grace. She had a long day at school. Long day, you know.
Well, why don't you just come on in? You know what? I just took some snickerdoodles out of the oven.
Yum! Snickerdoodles! So, Grace, how come you never talk about New York?
What?
You just never talk about New York. And since you've lived there most of your life and all, we just
wondered what your life was like out there.
Well, I don't mind talking about it. What do you want to know?
Oh, just stuff like what it was like when you were a little girl. Like, was it hard to learn Braille? Did you have a lot of friends at the blind school? Were your guardians nice to you?
Did the person who took care of your money ever try to hurt you or steal what you had? You know, that sort of thing.
Haley.
Excuse me?
What Haley meant was that...
I think I know who you two want to know about. And I'll just tell you that, yes, Blanche Kopeck has known me since I was a little girl. I've already told you this. She worked in the home I grew up in, and she handled my money because I was too young. We went through some hard times together, and feelings were hurt. And the rest of that is between Blanche and me. And you have nothing to worry about, okay?
Okay.
But doesn't Ms. Kopeck have all your money and bank information since she took care of that?
Oh, come on. You need to trust me. Ms. Kopeck may be rough around the edges, but I'm telling you to stop worrying. Now, if you two don't start eating these cookies, my feelings are going to be hurt. Got it?
Got it.
Hey, Brooke. Thought I'd see if you wanted to walk home together.
Oh, hi, Justin. I still got 5 minutes before I can clock out, and dusting this front desk is the only thing left on my list.
I can wait.
Hey, could you hand me those papers?
Sure. Oh, no, sorry.
That's okay. I don't think they're in any order. Hey, what's that envelope?
This? I don't know. I think it looks like a bank statement from New York. You don't think?
I don't know. It could be. Ms. Kopeck always goes through the mail herself. Maybe she...
Brooke, what happened here? Why are these papers on the floor?
Ms. Kopeck, my brother just came to get me, and we dropped this pile, and we're really...
Well, pick them up and stop babbling.
Sorry.
Are you done here?
I think so.
Well, I suppose this will have to do.
Do you want us to put these anywhere special?
No, that will do. I handle the mail. You're dismissed.
To talk about it, Haley. She totally distracted us with those cookies.
They were really good.
Yeah. I wonder what she puts in... Wait a minute. Forget the cookies. What do you think she meant when she said hard times and feelings got hurt? Whose feelings?
I don't know. Hard times. Maybe Grace was running out of money and...
No! I bet Kopeck was running out of money and she tried to skim some off Grace. And she was caught, but...
But Grace is so nice, she let Kopeck off the hook.
And Kopeck felt dumb, so her feelings were hurt.
Yeah! Wait a minute. Does that make sense?
Hey guys, why are you at the park? You got a football game or something, Mike?
No, we're just walking home.
Hi, Maya. What are you doing here?
I stayed at school longer to help Mrs. Collins.
On a Friday?
Yeah, well, Tiffany and Caleb were going to the mall after school, and I don't want to be home alone, so...
Why didn't you go with them?
With my brother and sister? Yeah, right.
Why is that weird? We always do stuff together.
I know, but your family's different. Where were you guys anyway?
Oh, we just stopped by Grace's and had some cookies.
You went to Grace's?
Yeah.
We haven't been over there for a few days, so we thought we'd say hi.
Do you guys go there all the time?
Pretty much. Hey, what'd you think of her?
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot you met her the other night.
I don't know, she seemed nice.
Would you ever want to go over there with us sometime?
Oh, I don't know, maybe.
You'd love it, Maya. She makes great cookies and lemonade.
Mm-hmm. I'll think about it. It's just that my family doesn't always...
Maya! Maya Richter!
Uh-oh. What?
Caleb and I have been looking all over for you. Mom wanted you home right after school. She made us wait for you.
Sorry, Tiffany. No one told me.
Yeah, well, now we're late. Let's go. Caleb's got the car. We're supposed to drop you off before we can go to the mall. Hey, Tiffany.
Hi.
Maya, come on.
Sorry, guys. I gotta go. Maybe we can go to Grace's some other time, though.
Sure thing.
Poor Maya.
Yeah.
And then what did Mrs. Weinkoop say, Timmy?
That my reading was really good, and I got a gold star on my chart.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so it was my favorite day of this week. And I'm not even scared of Miss Kopeck.
What? Miss Kopeck?
Where did that come from?
I can't believe she said that much. Oh, hi, Mom.
Hello,
hi, Dad.
Guys.
Timmy.
Hi, guys.
Timmy, what about Miss Kopeck?
Yeah.
I'm just not even scared of Miss Kopeck today. Not even a little bit.
Why on earth are you thinking about Miss Kopeck?
Oh, it's nothing, Mom. Right, Timmy?
Nope, nothing at all. Not a thing. Timmy, want to go play catch up in the attic?
Catch in the attic?
Hey, what is going on, you guys?
Huh. Nothing. You know Timmy. He's always scared about something. Let's go, Tim.
Hey, okay, bye, Mommy.
Come on, Timmy. Let's go upstairs in the attic.
Should we be worried?
About the fact that our three youngest children are lying to us about something?
Mm-hmm, that's what I was thinking.
Do you think we should call them back here?
No, honestly, I have a feeling they'll come clean soon enough.
Timmy, you didn't.
I didn't mean to.
It's okay. I don't think that Mom and Dad noticed anything was wrong.
Really? I hope they didn't, and I really hope that you guys didn't lie to them.
I don't think he was really lying so much as not telling everything we know.
Oh, great. Well, what'd you guys find out today anyway? Did you go to Grace's or not?
We went. And Grace said that something really big happened once when they were out east. Some big tragedy or something.
Really?
Justin, are you gonna write this all down?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Jimmy.
From what Grace told us, we figured out that Kopeck needed money once and took it from Grace's accounts. And then she was caught and Grace let her go. Now Kopeck just wants to do it again.
Are you sure?
Definitely.
Yeah. It does fit into your original theory, Justin. It makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, making people believe Grace is crazy would destroy her credibility. And that gives Kopeck motive in this whole thing.
Motive.
Yeah, motive.
So, do you think all the strange stuff around town is Kopeck's fault?
Like the threat calls?
And the flooding of the community center?
What?
The community center, where we're having the outreach. The basement was flooded last week.
You think that Kopeck flooded the basement to keep the outreach from happening?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would keep Grace out of the public eye anyway.
And what about that big storm that knocked down all the trees during the trial thing?
Yeah. Hold it, you guys. Maybe that's too far, don't you think?
You never know.
Mm-hmm. So... what do you all have planned for your Saturday?
Well, I have to go into the bed and breakfast later. Would you pass the pancakes, please, Mom?
Sure. What about the rest of you?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe play catch?
Or go over to the park?
Mm-hmm. Get some homework done.
I thought we were going to figure out how Kopeck's been trying to save her tooth Grace.
All right. Game's up. So what's this about, guys? Huh?
What's about?
Oh, that's enough. We want an explanation.
Yeah, and for starters, we want to know why we've been hearing Miss Kopeck's name so much.
We didn't want to hide anything from you guys. We just wanted to figure this out first.
And it's a really long story.
Well, we've got an entire day in front of us, and you all aren't going anywhere. So let's get started.
Okay, well, really, I guess it all goes back to that big trial you had, Dad, when Dr. Kramer... I think she has a perfect motivation. And it all adds up.
Yeah.
I'm speechless.
Well, I'm not. I am shocked at your behavior. All of you.
What? Oh, you guys should know better than to jump to the conclusions you did. Oh,
and especially the flooding of a community center. Come on. The center is down by the lake, and it floods every time we have a lot of rain. You all know that by now.
But, Dad, we...
No, son, I've heard enough. Come on, everybody get your shoes on.
What? Our shoes?
Where are we going, Dad?
Down to Grace's.
Good idea. Enough detective work. You need to ask honest questions of the people who can give you real answers.
All right, come on, let's go, please.
That's why we were over here yesterday, Grace, to try and figure this whole thing out.
Well, see, we just think it all fits together. Ever since Miss Kopeck came, strange things have happened.
Anyway, that's why Mom and Dad brought us over, to tell you what's been going on.
We thought you'd have some words for our little band of gumshoes, Grace.
Well, I most certainly do have some words. I'm disappointed in all of you.
Sorry, Grace.
First, I have a question. What happened when I first came back here to Coleraine? Can you tell me that?
What do you mean, Grace?
I mean, how did everyone welcome me?
They didn't. No one came anywhere near you because you were the crazy blind lady. Probably because that's what Ms. Kopeck was telling everyone.
Really?
Yes, and you're proving my point. People completely tuned me out because of all the rumors that were spread about me.
But we didn't do that, Grace.
Nuh-uh. People were so mean to you, and they never even gave you a chance.
And what makes you any different from them?
Huh? What?
Just tell me, what have you been doing to Ms. Kopeck all this time? Ms. Kopeck, who's new to Coleraine. Ms. Kopeck, who has no friends that I'm aware of. Ms. Kopeck, who doesn't even have a family here to speak of. Why are you any different from them?
You're right, Grace. But most of it was just because we got scared for you.
And I guess we got carried away.
I guess. I tried to answer every question you guys had when you got curious. Every question you had a right to ask anyway.
But what about the threat calls?
Blanche is not behind those calls. Your mom and dad and I know who the caller is, and there's nothing to be afraid of.
We would have told you if it was otherwise.
Right. There's a story inside of Blanche that none of you has even tried to uncover.
But she doesn't like you, Grace, and you never go over there.
No, I don't. But that doesn't mean that I don't love Blanche Kopeck. And there's a reason why I'm waiting.
Why?
Dimmy, come on. That's between Grace and Ms. Kopeck.
Oh.
All right.
Michael, remember when you and I talked once about finding out where your enemies weep?
Yeah, it was about Maya. In Maine, you were right about that one. No wonder she was so mean.
No kidding. You should have heard what happened with her sister at the party.
Hey, the point is that, yes, Maya has a sad story. But so do a lot of people. And instead of just reacting to people when they're mean to us or when they do things we don't like, we really need to listen to try and hear what they're really saying way deep down inside.
Thank you, Grace. No one could have said it better.
Well, I don't know about that. Now, will you guys try to start over with Miss Kopeck? Try to see her with your hearts, too, and instead of just with your calculating little brains.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Good.
Well, we should get back home. Brooke needs to get over to the bed and breakfast, and we all have our Saturday morning jobs to do. Oh, thanks again, Grace.
You're welcome anytime.
All right, troops, let's go.
Come on.
Bye, Grace. Bye-bye, Grace.
Take care, Grace.
Oh, hi, Tiffany. Hi, Maya.
Hi.
Listen, my mom and dad asked us to drop off this packet for Ms. Kopeck. You better make sure she gets it. Understand?
Sure.
And my mom and dad want her to call immediately after doing what those papers tell her to do. They weren't happy with her last time.
Last time what?
Last time she messed up. Look, just give her the papers and the message. Come on, Maya.
Okay. See you, Tiff. Bye, Maya.
Bye.
Weird. Ms. Kopeck!
But Mom, I don't see why we can't just like Grace Andrews.
See, I told you she was losing it.
Enough, Tiffany. Maya, I never want to hear you ask that question again. Do you understand me?
But she's nice and she hasn't done anything wrong.
Maya?
And I don't like what you keep asking Miss Kopeck to do, to stop people from liking Grace.
Maya, that's enough.
She's not even a Richter anymore. What's wrong with you, Maya? You want to be a Morrison now, is that it?
Tiffany, silence, or you will leave the room.
This conversation is over. Maya, you will never question us again about Grace Andrews and the way that your mother and I handle things. Am I clear?
But, Dad, it's not fair.
I said, am I clear?
Yeah.
Good.
Can I go now?
Yes, leave.
Tiffany Richter, you are pushing it.
Coming.
What's this?
It's me, Maya Richter.
Well, Maya, what brings you my way? Well, why don't we have a seat here on the swing?
Okay.
Are you all right, honey?
Mm-hmm. I mean, not really.
Well, do you want to tell me what's wrong?
I just don't get why no one wants me to like you. And why my family wants everyone to stay away from you. And I'm sorry, Grace. I'm sorry for all the things I said about you. And I'm sorry that I hurt you.
Well, that sure took a lot. Listen, why don't you tell me what happened to you? What brought you to my front door?
I don't know. It's just, well, I've been getting to know the Morrisons for the first time in my whole life, and they're just not as bad as I always thought they were.
No, they're not so bad.
And I know how much they like you, and getting to know them has been weird. They're so different from my family. I mean, they actually like to be together. And they actually love each other. And I don't know what that's like.
Oh, honey.
I don't know how they do it. I don't think I can be alone anymore.
Oh, you don't have to be, sweetheart.
Yeah, I do. No one in my house ever wants me around. Tiffany and Caleb don't even like me. And my mom and dad are too busy to care about anything except how I look or how I act. My family will never be the Morrisons.
Listen, Maya. You're right. Your family will never be the Morrisons. And that's because God made you the Richters. And I believe that he has a very special plan for all of you.
God has a plan for us?
Mm-hmm. He has a plan for everyone and everything. And you know, it's only because of him that the Morrisons are any different.
Because they're Christians?
Exactly. They've given their whole hearts over to Christ.
I don't think my mom and dad would like it if I did anything like that.
Maya, it's always important that you respect your parents. And God gave you to them for a reason. But the most important thing you can ever do is give your life to Christ. Do you understand that?
I don't know, Grace. I mean, it's one thing for him to take the Morrisons, but I don't think he'd want me.
Why do you think that, Maya Richter?
Because of all the bad things I've done. Even just how I've treated you.
Well, you know what? I forgive you. And most importantly, God wants to forgive you too. All you have to do is tell him you're sorry. Just like you did with me when you first got here.
But I really messed up, Grace. I'm not like Mike or Haley or...
Oh, Maya, God knows that. He made Mike as Mike. And he made Haley, Haley. And he made you, you. And he loves every inch of you.
He does?
So much that he sent his own son down here to die a horrible, painful death for us.
I heard about that before, but I never thought of him doing that for me.
You know something? If you were the only person on earth, Maya, he would have done it just to save you. All you have to do is tell him you're sorry and ask him to make you all clean inside.
He can do that?
He sure can. And once he's inside you, once he has you, he won't let you go.
I won't be alone anymore?
Never. And you'd be part of a whole family of believers.
A family?
Uh-huh.
Grace?
Yeah?
You really forgive me, even though I've been so bad to you?
Completely.
And you really think God will take me just like I am?
No, especially as you are.
Well, how do I do it?
Well, do you want me to pray with you?
Would you?
There's nothing I'd love more. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. You can repeat after me, all right?
Okay.
Dear Father God, we come before you today because of you.
Wow. What a picture of God's amazing grace. I am always shocked by how much God loves us and desires us to be in a relationship with Him. Grace was right. The most important thing you can ever do is give your life over to Jesus Christ. I wonder if you're feeling like Maya today, sad and alone, having done too many bad things for God to ever love you. Or maybe you have friends that have been talking to you about God. You see that their lives are different, and now you want that difference in your life too. Well, Jesus Christ wants to be your best friend. He loves you enough that He was willing to come and die in your place for your sin. And He will accept you wherever you are. He really is the only thing that makes a lasting difference in your life. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, Jesus, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life." Do you want to know the blessings of having your sins forgiven and the future of going to heaven when you die? Then, wherever you are, pray a prayer like this with me right now. Lord Jesus, I need you. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I open the door of my life and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for giving me eternal life. Take control of my life and make me the kind of person you want me to be. If you prayed that prayer with me just now, we really want to hear from you, so that we can help you start to grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ right away, right now. If you weren't quite ready to pray this prayer today, or if you need more information, that's fine. We want to hear from you too. We want to help you however we can to understand that God loves you and desires a relationship with you. To contact us, you can email us at Gilead@cbhministries.org, or you can write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. When you contact us, be sure to include the four call letters of the station that you listen to. You can also find some great material to help you grow or to answer your questions on our website at www.cbhministries.org. Today's program, Connections, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineer was Steve Odell, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week down Gilead Lane.